Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, KT, now we started this tradition of making these big sports predictions, and I had totally forgotten about these. So when the year started, we made sports predictions for the year 2018, and now we are going to be held accountable for those predictions, and I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I don't either, but I'm sure mine all came true.
It's January 4th is when this happened, and we'll do this again once we get back after Christmas in early January.
Okay.
And basically how this worked is Ben, Skin, and myself, KT, did five sports predictions for the year 2018 with the idea that, hey, at the end of the year, we can revisit and see how good we were.
Okay.
So I thought since we each did five, we can kind of keep a running tally of who got the most right just as we go. So let's start. We started with Ben. We're just going to go in the same order we did back on January 4th. And today on December 7th, we revisit and see what happened.
Great.
Ben, all right, hold on.
11 months later.
We each did five, right?
Each did five.
Okay. What do you...
I don't remember this at all.
I don't remember it at all either.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Did we take it very seriously, or were we a little all over the road?
It's all over the road. Okay.
I know me, so I think three of them are serious and two are just
wild.
Did
we take
ass.
It seriously?
I want to know if I even got one out of five right. All right.
I think you did.
We will start with, again, same order we went 11 months ago. Okay. Ben, here's audio of Ben's first 2018 sports prediction from January 4th.
Number five, Roy White will be removed as commissioner of the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy League against his wishes, and KT will be both married and divorced to a sex robot.
All right. So. Oh, you doubled down.
Okay.
So he had six sports predictions.
Okay. So Roy White will be moved as commissioner. I'll have you know.
Deal hasn't happened.
He called me a couple days ago, and they tried to prank me.
Uh-huh.
They were rolling tape, the morning show, and I didn't know initially, obviously, and they were like, he said, hey, man, it was Roy calling me. He said, hey, just want to let you know that you have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, but it was a mistake. That's supposed to go to somebody else, and so we got to take it away from you, so you're not going to get your bye. And I go, okay, no problem. And they go, wait. He goes, wait, what? Are you not mad? I go, I didn't even know the playoffs were starting. That's cool. That's fine, man. Whatever makes it easier. And he goes, man, we're trying to prank you.
Oh, the classic bye prank.
And he said, would you please take over as commissioner?
What?
He asked me to take over as commissioner moving forward. So I think you can count this.
Well,
do we have audio of that?
I declined it. I said I don't want it.
No.
I really just want to bitch and complain with you being the commissioner. That's more fun for everybody.
It would have had to have happened before this fantasy football season, right?
Because
it took 2018 sports prediction.
Yes, it's failed.
Unless he's removed as commissioner before the playoffs, I can see that happening.
You're right. This is a fail. That one missed.
All right.
But the sex robot part.
Yeah, did you
I did marry? Not marry or divorce because that Houston brothel shut down.
Yeah. Oh,
took away my chance.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome if a female sex robot divorced you. I think it'd be great. I'm not happy.
Child support's all weird. It's all Bitcoin.
Irreconcilable differences.
All right, we go to me. In my first sports prediction from 2018, and listen to the whole thing because you guys make fun of me after my prediction.
For me, the Rangers win 75 or less games.
Are you what? Say that again.
Are you gonna pull for the Rangers?
I'm absolutely gonna pull for them.
Say 75 or less.
Yeah.
So they still win the.
So you like this rotation?
The Rangers won. I did some fact checking here. The Rangers won 67 games.
Wow. That was funny, man. When you
correct.
When I heard that prediction, my first thought was, I don't know how many games they actually won. I quit following them in June. So, okay. 75, maybe? I don't know.
Wow.
Good job, Tizzle.
All right, Skin.
What a hater, though.
Yeah, big-time hater.
Let's see how Skin did Skin's first prediction.
See if I ever let you wear a Ranger hat again.
It was also Ranger-related.
Oh, okay.
The Rangers will trade both Elvis and Beltre by the All-Star break.
Ooh.
After they're assured of 75 or fewer wins.
They kept him through all of it.
Yeah.
So swing and a miss.
Damn it. But I don't have a problem with that prediction. I mean, we knew it was going to be a losing season for the Rangers and assumed that Beltre was going to want to continue to keep playing. And
right.
Elvis coming off his season. I mean, I think that was a fairly solid sports prediction. I'm surprised that one didn't come through, honestly.
Thank you, Ben, for your support.
Yep.
Back up to Ben. Ben, another sports prediction. This one involves the Mavs.
This is a guaranteed lock. Dennis Smith Jr. will win the dunk contest.
Ooh.
And Shippy will get the West Nile virus, which will be initially misdiagnosed as AIDS.
Shippy?
Well, I did spend a lot of time at the Nile. So
no, I don't
the
think.
West portion of it, too.
Okay. I really thought he would win the dunk contest. He did not, though.
Spider Mitchell won it.
Yeah.
I love the idea that Shippy is down there at the up there in Egypt, in Upper Egypt. Or is that Lower Egypt where the West Nile is?
My second
one. That was a good prediction, though.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It looked good at the time, too.
Yeah,
right.
And keep in mind, at the time, I don't think that he was even announced to be in the dunk contest yet.
January 4th, All-Star Games around February 10th.
I don't think it was announced, dude.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
You
should get 0.3 on that.
For me, this is a Cowboys-related a sports prediction. Again, this happened on January 4th of this year. We're revisiting to see how we did.
Okay.
Dez Bryant does not take a pay cut and is not cut. He plays 2018 under his current contract.
I think that's ironclad. I think he's on point there.
Ironclad.
Yeah, I liked it.
And plus, Joneses don't, you know, all they want is continuity.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that.
Right.
Plus, they know that he's fans like him.
There's going to be a bunch of shirts next year that say hashtag continuity. What was the shirt last year?
Man, one was
give up more inches.
Finish the stuff.
Finish the fight. One was 9 inches.
Here's another inch.
Gets the job done. I mean,
9 inches gets the job done. I don't think that was ever a slogan.
I forgot what the.
Notice I edited that in a way to where not only was I wrong, yeah, you guys got to pop in and also be wrong.
Thank you for the edit.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah. You're a great producer.
Right.
Skin has a Mavs prediction. Imagine that.
All right.
I predict that Dirk Nowitzki will start off the 2018-2019 season, so this will be October of next year. Coming off the bench is the Mavs co-sixth man with J.J. Barea.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
I believe that'll be
Ooh.
A six-man tag team next year to start the season.
All right. So couldn't have anticipated that it would take him this long to come back from a scope on his ankle.
Right.
And when he comes back, he will be coming off the bench, right?
Yeah, but I did say to start the year. Now, they announced that he would be coming off the bench, but I think I screwed myself with that verbiage.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think I can take that.
Where the debate happens, I thought you might put up more of a fight than that. I was going to have to step in and not allow it because
right.
technically you specifically said October,
yeah,
which allowed the leeway. So it's going to be an X. It's
it would have it would have been the case had he been healthy, but I did not nail that sports prediction.
Yep.
So far, Ben, you missed two. I got one of my two. And Skin, you missed two.
So we're 1-for-6.
Let's do.
We are red hot.
You know what? Let's save it for 6 o'clock.
I'm okay with
no,
that.
No, you know what? Let's do one more.
Squeeze it in.
He's gonna do one. He's gonna do one.
Yeah, we're good. Ben, next sports prediction from 2018. You did this back in January.
Mike Bacsik will suffer a horrible concussion.
Mm.
And become the most optimistic local sports fan.
And.
Shippy and KT will both do a little bit of prison time.
Oh, only a little.
They're going to dabble in prison.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Just see what it's like.
Okay. Did you guys do any prison time?
Nope. I didn't.
That's a shock.
And I don't know if we can give you credit on Bassett.
Not this year.
Because last time I tuned in, he was arguing with Jerry Jones about how come they're not as good as the Rams.
Did Bassett have a concussion? Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to give you a check mark here.
No, but I do think Bacsik has been I think he's been more optimistic of late.
What? Bacsik gave up on Dak and then went back to liking Dak.
What are you doing, man?
He loved Dak, and then when they were 3-5 and lost to the Titans, he started going on the air and saying, "I don't think Dak's the guy." And now he's like, you know, if Dak can keep doing like
I think
he's been all over the road.
I think he predicted the Cowboys to be 4-12 like 3 weeks ago.
So that technically would be the halfway point.
Okay.
And we'll get to the rest of them at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I like that, Kevin.
Who had the best sports predictions for this year?
So far, we're 1-for-7 as a show.
Yeah, the Rangers not being good.
No worries, because we have 8 more to go to really get this thing back on track.
Like Nas said, it's halftime.
Earlier today, KT pulled the audio of last year, January the 4th, when we made sports predictions for 2018. Now, Ben and I had totally forgotten what our predictions were. KT pulled them. He played the first half of them, and in the first 8 predictions, we got through half of mine and Ben's and KT's. We were, as a show, we were 1-for-7, and the only one right was KT, who said the Rangers would have fewer than 75 wins.
Yeah, I hated that it had to be that one, but it's how it had to be. Now,
way to go.
Now, again, this is something we'll do next year, too. Like, on the first week of January, we'll do this. We'll do 5 predictions. So we're going back in time. There's a lot of things that happen in January. Then you get into NFL free agency, whatever's happened in the Mavs season. There's a lot of things that have changed, and there's a lot of information that changes over time. So to rehash what we already had, Ben had Roy not the commissioner of the Fantasy Football League, which he still is currently, but that's a tenuous situation. That Dennis Smith Jr. would win the dunk contest, which almost happened, and then that Bassick would have a concussion and turn positive about sports all of a sudden.
I like that one, but it just didn't work out.
I had the Rangers losing winning less than 75 games. They won 67. I had Dez not taking a pay cut but staying on the team,
right?
Which didn't happen, obviously. And Skin, you had the Rangers would have traded Elvis and Beltre last year to get
at the
assets.
Trade deadline.
Yeah, and Dirk would come off the bench as the 6th man this October.
With J.J. Barea.
Which just hasn't happened.
Because he's been hurt. But now the rumors are that Dirk might play on Saturday, so we'll see.
So to pick it up where we left off with my 3rd prediction, and here's what I had back on January 4th of this year.
Okay.
Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth are paired together in the final round of a major.
Come on. We should be so lucky. Oh, my God, that'd be so great.
The greatest story of all time.
Spieth and Tiger dueling it out on a Sunday.
There's been some pretty good stories.
I don't know, Ben.
Nothing's going to top that.
Name one.
Star Wars.
Okay, oh, he's got a good point there.
So Ben was right with his Star Wars prediction. That was a good story.
Right.
It was a good story.
So if you had just said that Tiger would be
in the hunt of a major, I would have nailed it. But, you know, I think there's value to putting specifics on these. We don't
agree.
Be gray area guys.
I agree.
We don't have to be fence sitters here.
I agree.
They were close. I went and looked at it. Tiger was the 3rd pairing of the, I believe it was the British Open, which Molinari ended up winning.
Good day, mate.
So, you know, that's a tough one. Maybe next year. Tiger and Spieth, so that's a big X for me.
Good job, though.
Your 3rd prediction was very tense and still is a hotly debated topic in the Metroplex.
Okay.
There will be extreme restrictions on these rent-a-bikes, like Lime Bike and all these. There's just everywhere I look, there's a pyramid of bikes stacked up out in front of a storefront.
Yeah.
And in 2018, they will come with extreme restrictions. That is guaranteed.
I would not say extreme restrictions have happened.
It should.
Hard
it was
to define.
It was a great prediction because it needs to happen.
Well,
I mean, we've seen people die. We've seen horrific injuries have happened, and still, you know, in well-populated areas where there's drunk people walking, there are just limitless amounts of electric scooters ready to zip around without a helmet. It's crazy.
That's what really, quite honestly, got rid of the Lime Bike was the electronic scooters.
Yeah, people were like, "Wait, we can be lazier."
Now, Lime Bike kind of went out of business, right?
I don't know. I'm not comfortable saying that.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm thinking scooters. You're talking bikes.
One of them ended up going out of business because remember they just picked them all up.
That was OFO.
Oh, that's who went out
I
of business?
I believe so.
Okay. One of them went out of business. But there's way more scooters now than bikes.
Absolutely.
Why? It's so funny, too. It's like, why would you ride a bike when there's a scooter right next to you and you're
You'd
right.
think some people would value physical activity to, nah. to a certain
then
extent.
You, if that's the case, you probably own a bike.
Now, fair question here. Are more lives saved from drunks going out in those areas and getting on a bike or a scooter than getting in their own car and driving home?
It's still a DWI if you ride a scooter.
Yeah, but lives saved.
What do you
mean? Oh, not necessarily in Dallas either.
Why? You're operating a motor vehicle. I know it is in a golf cart.
On a bike, though,
but,
no.
Yeah, but you're not crashing your car into somebody else's joint, ruining their life, is his point.
I think you could. I think if you went full speed on one of those scooters and you hit somebody and they got knocked down and they hit the back of their head on the pavement, you could kill them.
Yeah, but I'm saying these people are now doing that, though, instead of getting in a car and going home.
Better? I mean,
pull the stats.
I think
Kevin.
Lives are being saved.
Well, lives are being saved if you don't murder someone.
Yeah,
he's right.
Okay,
he's right.
All right.
I feel like,
but
he's
it's still.
I don't know if that. I don't know if it's extreme restrictions. It's more extreme additions from scooters.
Just Uber.
I'm putting an X down. He did not get it right.
I won't argue that.
Over to Ben.
But you don't know if there were restrictions passed or not.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Like, you're just assuming that those extreme restrictions weren't passed, but you didn't do the research.
Just because I'm so damn dedicated to this stupid show, I'll go to the City Hall meeting next week.
All right, done.
I appreciate it.
I'll find out what I can.
So put that one in limbo.
See.
Put
an
asterisk.
I'm putting it in limbo.
Put it in limbo, Kevin.
Ben had a prediction here. Again, this is on January of 2018 as we revisit and see how we did. A Ranger prediction from Ben.
Joey Gallo will hit 50 home runs.
Ooh.
Wow.
And KT will die in a helicopter accident.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry,
second
KT.
One
just
happened.
The way the cards read.
I think it's going to be some sort of station promotion, and Gallo's going to hit an a home run so far he's going to hit into the parking lot, and KT's going to try and chase it down. He's going to run into a helicopter blade.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not an actual helicopter. It's a guy wearing a shirt that says 9 inches gets the job done, and he's helicoptering.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And that
now.
Might be how Bassett gets the concussion well. He's there, too.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah.
Segue back to the 4 o'clock segment.
All right, I missed on that one. Gallo had 40 home runs, one less home run this year. I really did think this was going to be a breakout year for him. In 2017, he hit 209 with 41 bombs. This past season, he hit 206 with 40 bombs. So, didn't quite have the year that I expected him to have.
You know, I was looking at his stats for the last 2 years, and it's kind of like, okay, now I know what Joey Gallo is. Like, they're
a 230 hitter with 40 home runs?
Yeah, and that's fine. They're very similar. I will say this, if this shift thing happens, and I think it will.
Wait, what shift? Were they ban it?
There is growing speculation that they will get rid of the shift.
Are you serious? How soon?
And there's a lot of teams who are all on board.
Hate this. How will they govern it? Do they, all right, take a base. If they look like they're shifted past a certain degree, you take a base? What are we doing here? This is stupid.
I think you could put lines on the field that say.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't think they'll put lines. I think there's so much of umpiring is the imaginary line in the umpire's head anyways.
Yeah.
I think they'll just say.
This is dumb.
You can't be past this base.
Let them put the defenders wherever they want to put them.
Well, I think they also, I mean, in to one degree.
They need some offense.
To one degree, you say, okay, you know, let's reward the coach's strategy. But on the other hand, you think, okay, well, if it's killing the game and making it less interesting and taking offense away, is it really good for the game?
Is it? I mean, do the numbers show that?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know. I mean, the numbers show that strikeouts are happening more and home runs are happening more. Power's up.
It's a strikeout home run league, and averages – like, you take a look at Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo would be one of the most exciting players in the game if it wasn't for the shift. Because he's hits into so many outs. Now, he strikes out so much, I don't know what that average would be. But I would love to see the numbers of what his average would be if the outs that were taken in whatever the illegal shift they think.
As Joey tweeted out, I know what I want for Christmas when Jason Stark put that out there.
How soon would that go through?
I don't think there's any way they get it done by this year.
No.
Do you guys want that? Do you guys want him to get rid of the shift?
I'm sitting here thinking about it.
I don't.
I mean, I just want my
team to be good.
To me, that's like.
I'm the same way. If my team was unaffected by the shift, then I wouldn't care about it. But unfortunately, they're wildly affected by the shift.
To me, that's like going, man, that offensive player is too good. You can't double team him.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, it's kind of like illegal defense, right?
To me, there are much bigger issues in the game than that, I guess is the way I would put it. That is an issue, I think.
3 seconds in the lane, illegal defense?
Well, no, just baseball in general needs to speed the game up. They need to find a way to get it to 2.5 hours. Because, and it's not, look, I know it's traditionalist and all that stuff, but whatever you think about it, they get basketball games over in 2.5 hours. Before you know it, it's over. And baseball games just kind of seem to drone on and on. Especially all these Ranger games are going more than 3 hours. And I think the impact of once all these teams start to go to – not having a starting rotation, which is happening, man. Mm-hmm. It's happening. When that happens, I think that's going to affect the game more than they realize right now.
Gallo needs a breakthrough so bad. These numbers are very identical.
What did he hit average-wise?
I mean, if you look at 2017 to 2018, he went from 209 to 206. Strikeouts, he went from 196 to 207. Walks, he went from 75 to 74. Mm. You know, he had home runs 41 to 40, triples 3 to 1, doubles 18 to 24. I mean, it's all very similar, man.
It's definitely leaning towards yar what yar, playa.
Sure.
Yeah,
but he's still young. There's a lot of time for growth.
Let's go to my next prediction. This is from January of this year, revisiting our 2018 sports predictions. I had a college football draft-type prediction.
Sam Darnold goes back to USC.
Oh,
and
no.
Josh Rosen refuses to play for the Browns.
Whoa!
Half?
Woo!
No halves.
Whoa. No halves.
I should get a half.
No halves.
I'll take the X there, but I was correct on the Rosen part.
And let me know about the restrictions thing.
Yep, I'll get back to you on that.
On the line bike.
Fair. Skinhead also had a draft prediction.
There will be a story about Baker Mayfield's NFL coach telling him to chill the F out. There will be whoever drafts him, there will be some story coming up in, I'm thinking, August, in which his NFL coach will start off the press conference by saying he had to tell Baker Mayfield to chill the F out.
Would you take him?
Oh, yeah.
I would have fifth.
Would you rather have him than Dak?
What? Are you serious? I'd rather have him than Johnny Football.
Okay. That never happened.
I don't think so.
That hasn't happened.
The closest that it happened was when he did the underwear commercial with the tiger.
Yeah.
And if you watched the Cleveland, Hard Knocks, they actually did a great bit on it in the Browns, you know. So I would say that was a whiff.
Yeah, I mean, the coach was telling him, hey, you need to get to practice earlier, but that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't qualify.
Would you take him over Dak now?
I don't know. I think so. I think he's a more talented quarterback.
I need to see a lot more with him.
I need to see a lot more, but I mean, he looks like he's really talented, but it's just kind of hard to see in that mess of what that is, kind of what he is. But I think he's talented, that's for sure.
It's a small sample, too.
We ended it, guys, with Cowboys predictions. Again, from this January, revisiting 11 months later, we go to Ben.
Jason Garrett will get fired.
Oh!
At this time next year.
That was a 2019.
And Skin and I are going to win several prestigious awards for excellence. And Shippy is going to die in prison.
Oh,
Shippy's. I thought I was only there for a little bit.
Well, the second time you go back.
I get to go twice.
Oh, no. Yeah. You liked it so much.
Yeah.
You went back for more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so there's an
Garrett's not getting fired, is he, unless they go 0-4 here?
They really need to go 0-4. And actually, we'll know the answer by January 4th of 2019, because he said by this time next year.
I can't believe people that would want the Cowboys to go 0-4 to get Garrett fired.
That's nuts to me.
That is nuts.
That's being a bad fan is what
that is. Go win out, man.
Yeah. Wait, are you guys trying to get Bassick to call in?
We don't have time
or did that concussion
that last
happen?
One?
No, okay. Last one for you, Ben. Me real quick.
Kevin.
The Cowboys go 11-5 or 12-4 and eliminated early in the playoffs, but Garrett keeps his job until his battery dies.
You are still alive.
7-5. So all these are in limbo.
Yeah. You are still alive.
All right. Skin.
The Cowboys will win the NFC East with a 12-4 record.
Oh.
And Zeke will be suspended for off the field incident.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So
I can't get to 12.
I can see, like, the way this laid out, all 15 of those things happening.
I say
probably.
I plan on it.
I do.
Pretty
too.
Good.
You guys should work
pretty
on
good. KT?
Producers.
Well done. Thanks for grabbing that. Let's go do January. We'll do our predictions
again. We'll do
again.
It again, yeah.
All right. Good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.